This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. Today, we're honored to have with us the Attorney General of the state of Mississippi, the Honorable Joe T. Patterson. Mr. Patterson, you're one of the busiest men in the state these days. I'd like to thank you for taking time out to be with us.
Thank you, Dick, and it's always a pleasure to be on this program.
Last week on Citizens Council Forum, an officer of the Mississippi Highway Patrol discussed the involvement of Cuba's dictator Fidel Castro and his Russian communist friends in the so-called Freedom Rider movement. And he pointed out that some 200 students in the United States had gone to Cuba some months back to take part in a communist training seminar. And some of these students have later been involved in the so-called Freedom Rides. This, of course, was a revelation which has not been generally made in the northern press, and I'd like your help in clearing up some other misconceptions which may exist, particularly in the minds of listeners in the North and West in this country, people who have not really gotten the facts concerning the so-called Freedom Riders. There have been a lot of biased reporting and propaganda on the so-called Freedom Rides, and I'd like to sort of get the situation in perspective, if we might. As of now, more than 200 of these so-called Freedom Riders have come to Jackson, Mississippi. They've been arrested and convicted and jailed. Would you tell me how the pattern has proceeded? It's all been about the same way, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And of course, it should be borne in mind by everyone that the people of the state of Mississippi did not ask for this situation. In fact, when we saw it brewing, we tried every way that we could to keep it from happening. We did not ask these people to come into the state. In fact, we asked them to stay out of the state. But they deliberately came into the state for the avowed purpose of creating chaos and disorder and deliberately violating the laws of the state. They said that's what they were coming for. And of course, we found out later that they spent some time training and getting ready to come into the state of Mississippi to do this very thing. Now, I don't think any state in the Union would permit a group to come into their state for the deliberate purpose of violating their laws and creating problems in their state that these people came here deliberately and determinedly to do.
These so-called Freedom Riders will arrive in Jackson then in groups of from one on up to 20 or 30, and when they arrive at the railroad or bus stations, what will they do?
The first thing they do is go deliberately violate the law.
Now, what law? Does it have anything to do with segregation of the races?
None whatsoever. The state of Mississippi, like every other state in this union, has a law on breach of the peace, a conduct calculated to lead to a riot and disorder, and it is those laws that they deliberately violate.
Naturally, there will be police officers stationed at the various transportation depots in Mississippi, just as you'll find in any other state in the country. And these officers would observe the Freedom Riders violating the state laws.
Certainly. We have advance notice that they are coming, for that deliberate purpose. And of course, the officers are there to cope with the situation in the same identical way that they would do in New York or Chicago or San Francisco if a group should announce in advance that they are going there and going to do things deliberately calculated and designed to create a breach of the peace.
Is this breach of the peace statute something novel to Mississippi?
Not a bit in the world. Breach of the peace, the crime of breach of the peace, is as old as the common law. And it was recognized as a crime under the common law before you ever even had any statutes on it.
Do you believe these so-called freedom riders actually wanted some violence to occur when they came into the South?
They definitely did. That's what they came to create.
Why? Because this would bring federal intervention?
They wanted federal intervention, and obviously had already arranged for federal intervention before they even started.
Do you think they've been disappointed by the way they've been received in Mississippi?
I think they've been terribly disappointed. They came here, they wanted the same incidents to happen in Mississippi that happened in Alabama. And be it said to the credit of law enforcement officers in Mississippi, we saw to it that it didn't happen.
I know that quite a number of these so-called freedom riders from all over the country have various unsavory incidents in their personal backgrounds. Would you care to mention some of the background of these riders?
Well, some of them have backgrounds of numerous arrests. Others have backgrounds of being professional demonstrators, whatever that is. That is, that they have engaged in these various demonstrations in different cities of the United States and have been in the jails of other cities of the United States long before they came to the state of Mississippi.
Sort of professional pickets, in other words, and some of them took part in these student riots in San Francisco, I understand.
That is our information. And not only that, but it's in direct keeping with what Mr. J. Edgar Hoover pointed out to the American Congress just a few months ago, that the communists were going to step up their activities in America and were going to concentrate their activity on college campuses among the students.
Some of the leadership of this rider movement, that is, some of the older people who have accompanied the students on the rides, have records as draft dodgers and dishonorable discharges from the armed forces, have they not?
That's right. Running true to form, they want a parade under the guise of American liberties and the American flag, yet their record shows when they're called on to defend it, they prefer to stay in jail rather than defend their country.
Do you believe there is any doubt but that some communist influence is behind this Freedom Rider movement?
Not a bit in the world, and they have endorsed the program. And it's in direct keeping with their plan of activity in the Southland to go in and create chaos, confusion, strife, and discontent among the races.
This is not out of any actual concern for so-called civil rights for the colored citizens of the South, though, is it?
Not a bit in the world. In fact, if you'll notice, the chief agitators, while they agitate and encourage, like Luther King, while they agitate and encourage these demonstrations, when they get their crowd in jail, then they take off to dine and wine with higher-ups in other states of this nation and, of course, always pass around the hat.
I know that it seems as though almost daily some of these so-called freedom riders who have been jailed and some of whom have been transferred to the state penitentiary for safekeeping while serving out their jail sentences will get themselves bailed out. They will promptly go to New York or Chicago, call a so-called press conference, and proceed to issue blasts at the law enforcement officials of Mississippi for alleged mistreatment in the jails. Is there anything to that?
Not a word of truth in it. In fact, representatives of the governor of Minnesota were down here, and they made a thorough inspection of the jail facilities and even talked with some of the citizens from their state who are among those that are in jail. And I don't believe that they're going to go back to Minnesota and report that the conditions here are deplorable whatsoever. And must not forget, they deliberately put themselves in jail. The judge at the city of Jackson, in levying his first sentences upon them, levied a small fine and a suspended jail sentence. And they preferred to go to jail rather than pay the small fine or even appeal their cases to a higher court.
So that those who are coming here now certainly know that they are coming for the single purpose of going to jail.
Coming for the sole purpose of getting put in jail. They first said they wanted to test constitutionality of our laws. Well, all they needed to do was to send the first group here and stop, because the test was on the way then.
In fact, one person could make the test.
One person could have made the test.
This brings us up to another question, and that is, there is a very sincere doubt in the minds of some people in the North. I know that we have heard from many, many citizens in the North and West and other parts of the nation as to the motivations of the so-called freedom riders and of the groups behind them. Now, As you said, a test case could just as easily be instituted by one person being arrested for a law violation and then taking the case up on appeal. Why do you believe they are coming in such large numbers?
Just for one purpose only. They want to create chaos and confusion, and preferably rot. That's what they're driving for, and want to provoke it to such extent that they can then turn around and call on the United States Department of Justice to send 600 or 800 United States Marshals to Mississippi as they did in Alabama. They're attempting to provoke and bring about that situation.
Mr. Patterson, this is something that I don't understand. Perhaps you can explain it. How is it that the federal government can encourage, or at least do nothing to discourage, these wholesale violations of state laws?
Frankly, it's beyond me to understand why they would do it. There can't be but one answer, and that is, it's a usual bid for the radical element of voters in this country, that and that alone.
It should be pointed out in discussing these so-called freedom riders that they have not enjoyed a large acceptance among the Negro community in Mississippi, have they?
That is very correct, and be it said to the credit of the colored population of Mississippi, that up to the present time, not a one of the so-called freedom riders, and I don't call them freedom riders, I call them agitating riders, but not a one of them has been a Mississippi Negro. They have all been outsiders, and these wild-eyed radical whites that have come along with them.
In conclusion, Mr. Patterson, I'd like to get a statement from you as to the state's position concerning these riders. Will Mississippi laws continue to be enforced?
Mississippi laws will continue to be enforced. They're not going to break us financially, and they're not going to send them in such numbers that they cannot be jailed somewhere in the state of Mississippi, and jailed in a lawful manner when we do it.
And will trouble, violence, and disorder be prevented?
It will be to the full extent of our law enforcement authorities' physical ability to prevent it. Of course, they could keep on and adopt some other method and bring it about, but it won't be brought about with the sanction or the encouragement or the knowledge of law enforcement officers in our state.
I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today, Mr. Patterson. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been the Attorney General of the State of Mississippi, Joe T. Patterson. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.